Joe Maschek is from West. He was 13 when he heard the news at school.
Our teacher was a nun, and she had to calm us all down because everybody was all upset. Everybody was talking and screaming, and she calmed us all down. And she made a statement about, yes, President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas, and right now we're going to say prayer. So we all stood up, and we said the Lord's Prayer together.
Maschek shared his story at Baylor's Pogue Library this afternoon. He and a handful of speakers shared their memories of the moment they found out JFK was dead. Ben Rogers is the director of the Pogue Library, and he patiently answered my admittedly obtuse question, why do we care about Kennedy?
Well, Kennedy was charismatic. He was young. He was a World War II hero. He was rich. His wife was rich and beautiful. His children were very young. It's just the fascination of having a president who was really acknowledged internationally.
Kennedy also started the Peace Corps and fought for civil rights reform that would eventually be enacted under his successor, Lyndon B. Johnson. Rogers says that the Pogue exhibit memorializes JFK so that Baylor students, some of whose parents might not even remember JFK, can get to know the youngest person elected as president.
And then he was shot down in the prime of life, so we would never know what he could have accomplished if he had been a two-term president.
Stephanie Parks worked as a student curator of the JFK exhibit. She says that Kennedy's death marked a shift in how much Americans trusted the government.
With all of the controversies surrounding Kennedy's death, it kind of changed the Americans' perception of government as this perfect, 100% truthful thing, and they kind of began to question it.
Though the Warren Commission reported that Lee Harvey Oswald was the sole assassin of President Kennedy, a House investigative committee ended up ruling that a larger conspiracy was likely involved. Details on that investigation won't be declassified until 2029.
I think with the Warren Commission report, there were some iffy things. The bullets going through multiple people and, you know, to anyone with common sense, it just seems a little bit fishy.
A Washington Post poll earlier this week showed that 62% of Americans believe a broader plot was involved in Kennedy's assassination. And the museum lends credence to some of those theories. In addition to providing the conventional one-shooter plot, the exhibit points out the string of, quote, convenient deaths of witnesses and others involved in a possible conspiracy.
You kind of have to wonder what's going on with that. It's just pretty iffy.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.